Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Boy, if any of you are feeling challenged, just know it's the next step into your enlightenment. There is so much breaking open in the information, as there always is after Creation Station, but this, I'm just trying to keep up with it all while I am being challenged with the opportunity of working through my own stuff, which is all a part of it. So, you know, last week we talked about the belief in sin and that we were all sinners and had to pay for our sins. And that was the source of all disease, they're saying. And there's even more expanding information about that, that everyone in embodiment shares that, except for the new, the very new little babies coming in. So obviously, communities like ours have created enough awareness that these new babies' consciousness can choose something different. How awesome is that? I also want to go over this piece of information, which gives, you know, I've taught the words for years, but as the channel says, it's a continuing expansion into understanding. So we've always thought from the way we were taught about the beginning of the world and the DNA that's been passed down to us that there was a consciousness that created everything. That's not a true statement, according to the channel. In the beginning, there was only energy. And energy created consciousness from its desire to expand. I put this in bullet points in the e-blast on Monday for all of you. That consciousness created a belief in gods, goddesses, a god to help it expand and understand. But in doing so, it forgot that it was all there is. So when we are talking about directing energy, we are literally talking about directing creation. So the second thing I want to talk to you about, and I urge you all to read the e-blast tomorrow and copy it because it's some crazy information. So it's been a weekend of celebrations here. Friday night, I was with 8 people for one of my good friend's birthdays. Yesterday, Gabrielle and I took 2 old friends out. They also both happened to nanny for Gabby on and off during her childhood. And we took them out to dinner and to see Moulin Rouge. And I noticed that in both places, there was this kind of little in the background haunting feeling that I felt like an outsider. So when I stopped to do work around it this morning, it said, well, you feel like it felt like an outsider because your heart wasn't open. Well, that shocked me, which took me to the core belief, if it's good for me, I won't like it, which morphed into the highest belief, when I get what I want, I feel like I don't belong, which is another way that we pay for our sins. So it all goes back to that belief that we have to pay. We have to pay for our good. We have to pay for our bad. We just have to pay, guys. And I would like us all to come together now and say, I'm worthy. Come on, say it. I'm worthy. I belong. I deserve and accept all my good consistently and forever. If it's good for me, I celebrate it in every way. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. Okay. That was short, but that's so much I can't even begin to tell you. In the beginning, there was only energy. Energy has to be directed. All right, we're going to go to the calls. Susan in Niagara Falls, where the hell have you been?
Well, my phone has been not working, and I've called in several times, but that got disconnected. So, hey, I'm here now.
That's right.
I went to the doctor August 1st. He gave me a cortisone shot for my knee. By the way, your idea that you guys, the ACE Band-Aid, perfect. Oh, very good solution.
Good.
The doctor basically said, yes, it's a torn meniscus. I have advanced arthritis in my knees as well. And basically he said that all he can do is the shot right now. That took the pain away. Doesn't solve the problem. And he suggested down the road, knee replacement. I'm like,
okay. Well, you know, at least there's a solution, Susan.
Yeah.
So let's see what the energetic cause behind the arthritis in the knees is. Not just arthritis, guys. So if you have arthritis somewhere else, this doesn't apply.
Yeah, some kind of degenerative arthritis.
Hold on a minute. This page here. I do not have permission to love who I am. Those are the highest, most correct, most complete words. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, look at your childhood. What?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what you were taught, Susan.
I know. I've been working through a lot of that lately.
Yes, you have.
I have been doing a lot of inner work in repairing childhood old beliefs, getting rid of them, letting go. I've been consciously letting go of a lot of old.
I get a yes on that. And what are you teaching your little child to know now?
That I love me, that I am awesome,
yes,
and worthy.
It's the permission.
Permission to have to love myself?
Yeah.
I give myself permission to love me.
And you've got to give your little child permission to love her, because that's who was taught.
Okay.
That she didn't have permission. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Because again, guys, we have to get our little child within us to integrate, be in alignment, which means be in harmony with what we want, so we're not fighting ourselves against what we want. Got it?
Yep, got it.
Okay.
Permission to love myself. And
that's right.
Permission to love herself as well.
That's right. That's right, baby. Okay,
awesome,
baby.
Girl.
All
right,
you.
Thank you. Love you.
You too. All right, Lynn in Los Angeles, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Dee Dee.
Good morning.
So we talked a couple weeks ago about my neck and my back, and it came down to the channel was saying about loving myself completely, completely accepting myself.
Yeah, that's kind of after all of us.
Yeah, yeah, including accepting that this is where I was at the moment and not fighting it. And so I'm doing much better. I've been working with my little girl, my teenage person, me at teenage age, you know, my adult self. I've been doing a lot of work around loving myself and accepting myself. And I see the osteopath tomorrow morning, and I am calling to see if there's anything else I need to get into alignment around all of this, including
yes,
when you were talking. Okay, great.
There is. First of all, the first thing that came in while you were talking was, don't give your power to the osteopath.
Okay, yes.
You are directing. You are directing the osteopath to serve you in the highest way through divine love.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I've been including that, that his inner being, his higher self, is in alignment with what's best for me and my body while I'm there, and that I am in a place of love and envision my whole light on while I'm there as well.
Okay. Second thing is, they're saying don't talk during the session.
Because I always do. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, I won't.
Okay, because you want him to focus all his energy on you.
You're right. Got it.
Okay. That's it.
And around work, what's funny is, it as hard as that was,
as hard as what was?
Well, as I don't want to say hard, but as challenging as that time was, and when I talked to you how horrible I was feeling,
uh-huh,
I feel like it broke something open in me, and I've had great like work stuff come in, and opportunities come in, and so. I know it's for my highest good. All of it's for my highest good.
Look,
and
guys,
I just want to.
When shit challenges you, if you take the time to work through it and get to what it is and redirect it through love, then things open up. If you ignore it, it just keeps building.
Yeah. Does the channel have anything for me to get into alignment around this new work opportunity?
No.
And what I need to get in? Okay.
No. Just be grateful and happy.
Yes.
See, when I went over, when I said, okay, just give me the simplest reason why that week from hell that I talked about last week, why I created that, the channel said you weren't happy. And the channel's right. It started in London. And all the, you know, jet lag and forgetting my passport and all that stuff. It started in London. And I wasn't happy. And if you're not happy, you will not create what you want. You think you've got to wait till you create what you want to be happy. And it works the other way. Be happy, and then you magnetize to you what you want. Okay?
Absolutely.
All right, baby. Hey,
thank you, Dee Dee. Right. Love you.
Love you. Johanna in Santa Fe, you be on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I'm kind of... I get so excited. I realize I thought it was fear, but when I get to talk to you, I get very excited. So thank you so much for being who you are. I'm wondering if there's anything that the channel can offer me regarding. There's a lot of disharmony between me and my two sons, and my other thing is work. I will start working soon, and I have a couple of ideas.
You've got to start saying I am working now.
I am working now. I'm working my butt off finishing up my house.
But
okay.
You're saying you need to start work again, right?
Right.
Okay.
I am saying
you have to start saying I am working now, and it feels like love. And it gives me lots of joy. You're going, oh, shit, I got to go back to work. And that's not going to create it.
I am working now, and it feels like love.
Yeah, but it's not so much about the words, guys. It's about the feeling. Go to your love place and think about a great job. That's all your job is. Oh, yeah, I'm working, and it feels like love, and this is great. This makes me happy. Yeah, bring this on, universe. Okay, and they're saying the disharmony with your sons dovetails into this. You're very focused on what's wrong instead of what you want.
Absolutely.
So what do you want? What do you want?
I want to have harmonious relationships with my son, where we really can enjoy each other.
Okay, go to your love place. Think of just the most fun times you've had with your sons. No matter what age, how much fun the most fun you've had with him. That's what you want right there. You see how simple it is? It's simple,
yes.
Guys. Okay, so don't get in the mind stuff. The more you focus on what's wrong with our relationships, the more your brain cannot find you the joy and the happiness. And the joy and the happiness is what's going to create it. You guys want to work so hard for this stuff. The channel keeps saying in the private sessions, just play more. Don't worry about the words so much. You don't have to make lists of what I give you. Your job is to know what you want in the highest positive and just match it with your love place and feel good about it.
So, Dee, if you don't have like a specific picture other than, you know, I want to do something that I really enjoy, and I get adequately compensated for, and is outdoors. You know, if you just have like a general idea, is that
sounds
enough?
Like, you know,
is that specific enough?
Sounds like you know exactly what you want. A job
Thank
that
you.
I love, that's outdoors, that pays me really well. And there's something about health in there.
Health?
Uh-huh.
Like my health or the health of others?
Your health. So you want a job that supports your health and well-being. Somehow there's a subconscious thing in there. I think it's from your mom, where work could be past life, where work is associated with not feeling good.
Well,
okay.
My mother used to get migraines all the time, and I would work so hard as a mortgage broker that I just worked and came home and went to bed, and that was my life.
Yeah, okay.
So
you don't want that. You want balance.
No.
You want health and balance, and that's what feels like love. So you see, that again, guys, is why the channel says make a frickin' list. And then your subconscious knows. Once that list is done, you know. Then you just, your job is just bring it all to me because it feels like my love place. Okay?
Thank you, thank you.
Yep,
thank
you bet. That was good for everybody. That was a good for everybody. Paula in California, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
My thing is definitely going to tie into everything that's been said. It has to do with the move and I'm deciding about finding a place here versus going to Sacramento, which it might, you know, in my mom's house where, you know, the expenses would be lower, but I would absolutely not want to do this. It makes me feel contracted. Whereas,
okay, so you
I
already
think,
answered your own question. You don't want to go.
Okay. I don't want, but I just want to make sure. Is this the, are these the right reasons? Am I being
if
like a baby?
If it doesn't
or,
make you feel good, you don't do it.
Thank you.
That's one of the principles they taught.
Yeah.
Your job is to feel good and be happy.
Yes.
Okay.
And not give my power away. And like
no,
when I'm looking for a place.
No, I don't want to go into all that shit. Don't go into all
okay.
that shit. Your job is just to be happy. Does going to Sacramento make me happy? No. It doesn't make me happy. So I'm not going to do it.
Yes.
Okay. You got your answer.
Yes, thank you. I did, because I just wanted confirmation. And trusting me.
You know the principles.
I do.
You know, all of you know the principles. Now you got to start living them and trust yourself instead of needing to call me. People. All right.
Yes.
I mean, I love that you call me, but I want you to start doing
I'll let you know when I find a place.
Please. I'll celebrate. Okay?
Thank
right.
you. Yes.
You bet. Jereen in South Dakota, you're on.
Okay. I'm calling to have you check my work that I'm creating my tile roof to the home end of our addition being beautifully retiled and fixed, leak proof. Yet I need to check that, do I need to tell the roof people to shut off the gutter or also, I guess, maybe call a gutter repair person?
Dear God, Jereen, this is, that's too what? Many questions. First of all,
okay.
don't say leak proof because what does your brain see?
Yeah.
Well, okay,
yeah,
again, you guys know the principles, but you run over them anyway, right? All right,
well,
so what you want,
that all about?
Mm-hmm. It's about you not being conscious, honey.
Okay, I got it. Be conscious, okay.
Yeah, be conscious and say only what you want in the positive. So you want your home repaired happily and easily and joyfully and successfully. And you're attracting all the people that do that. And you make all the highest decisions to support that. That's what you want, right?
Right.
Okay. I think you knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You didn't need me to know that, did you?
Sort of, but I just didn't know the words. I don't quite, the happy, easy, that, yeah.
Yeah, but you come. Do. If you, if
okay,
you
I do.
Sit,
okay, I do.
If you sit back, guys, and go, okay, what do I really want? What makes me happy?
What makes me happy?
Okay. You know, when Gabrielle and I started talking about us moving out of my house and building a two-bedroom apartment in the back, it didn't make my heart happy. I'm not ready to leave my home yet. And as much as I want to do anything for my daughter, I can't do anything for my daughter that makes me unhappy. Do you understand? Okay. That's another way we pay for our sins, Doreen, is to do things that don't make us happy.
Oh, yeah.
So if life's hard, you got to know you're paying for your sins somehow. Because life shouldn't be and isn't hard. Life creates itself as long as you're directing what you want. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right, Miss Diane in New York, what's up?
Oh, hey, Dee. So I am creating really great stuff, and I had a situation. Exactly. I had a health situation. I think you and I spoke about it, but I moved through it beautifully, and I'm
good.
Waiting for the final results tomorrow.
No, you're not waiting. You're not waiting.
No, I'm not actually. I know
you're
what
creating.
I'm here.
You're creating. That's right. You don't wait. Create.
I don't really have a specific question. I just wonder if there's anything more. The situation came out of the blue. I think I learned the lesson.
I get a yes on that. Is there anything more for her to learn from it? No. So now, whatever it was that you were supposed to learn, thank yourself for giving you that lesson, and thank yourself that you healed yourself so completely and beautifully, and that you never need that lesson ever again.
Yeah, that's my intention. I don't need that lesson again.
Okay.
I don't want that. So, is there anything? I have a lot of pain in my neck and back, and I've been going to a chiropractor. It's like just it's more muscular, and I've looked it up in the body book.
Yeah. Who's a pain in your neck? They're just a pain in my neck. That's what they're giving me.
Boy, nothing particular comes up. I don't get anything. Like I don't feel.
Well, it's a guy. I can tell you, it's a guy.
Huh?
Not in your immediate family, but it's a guy you deal with.
At work, somebody from work.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I wonder about work. Like I'm listening to other callers, and I feel joyful around the job I recreated starting in January.
Yep.
I feel like it's a good fit. There are some people, but I don't really feel totally triggered by them, so I'm not sure why I'm internalizing that.
Okay, hold on. Everybody's balanced. Anybody switch? We're getting the highest information and understanding. Yeah. Just move into accepting and loving joyfully everybody in your life, because that feels like your love place.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, that is part of my practice. And so, okay. I'll, I mean, it just, it,
it's just there occasionally, and this weekend it was bad, so I was like, what the heck is this? Anyways, all right.
Okay,
I'll move.
Okay. So instead of what the heck is this, or what's causing this, or what's the matter with this, how can my neck feel better? What's the first thing that comes up? What's the first thing
balance.
You hear? Okay.
Balance.
Get a helicopter yes on that one.
Okay. All right.
So
that I'm joy and balance. I mean, that's what I'm directing.
Yep, and you're creating balance in your life because you are balanced. All righty.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Yep. Daniel! Hi, baby.
Hi, darling. So
Daniel and I got to some pretty big stuff this week together. What's up?
Just a little big.
Yeah, just you think?
I know. Want just some discernment around an event that happened yesterday. Al and I got to, it was a visual migraine. I had a vision anomaly that popped up and then kind of drifted off into the peripheral in about an hour.
It's more of a memory migraine. So what did the visual, reminded little Daniel of something? Actually, little Daniel helped bring the memory up so you guys could let go of it together. So what did it remind you of from your childhood?
I'm not getting anything specific other than it made it challenging to focus and see.
Okay. Did your little boy, what did little Daniel not want to see when he was little?
All the crap going on around me.
Yeah, can you be a little more specific? Because this has to do with your work also. With your dancing work.
There was a lot of fear, a lot of arguments, a lot of, you can do wonderful things, but you need a backup plan. You need to play small.
Yes. Okay. Little Daniel is seeing that in Big Daniel, and he doesn't want to do it anymore. So, Daniel, where are you playing small in your life? Because that's paying for your sins.
Words I'm getting are, if it's not one thing, it's another.
In the negative sense, right?
Correct.
Yeah, like we just keep getting hit. I think during my week from hell, I said, I turn right, I get hit. I turn left, I get hit with something. I turn around to the back and something hits me. Yeah, so you're saying the same thing, right? And who's creating that?
Well, of course I am.
We are, yep. And it's because of that belief. You see, you've got to stop yourself, Daniel, if you don't feel like you can expand. And what you saw, what was modeled for you when you were little, was seeing people pull back from their power. And you were verbally taught it also. And little Daniel doesn't want to see Big Daniel that way anymore. And he sure as hell doesn't want to see himself that way, honey.
Nope.
Highest, Miss Craig. Yeah, I'm getting my big yes. Are you? Because I know you're testing. Or
yeah.
Are you testing? Okay. All right. So your highest expansion and just growing and doing everything you want to do, that's what feels like love, and that's how you choose to see yourself. you're safe and secure in this world to be the biggest you choose to be, guys. But you have to know that.
Yes. And the key is that is how I choose to see myself.
Yeah. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. Yeah, we don't usually have to balance on the show, but we had to balance that for everybody.
Yes.
You are safe and secure in this world, and your destiny is to create yourself as big of a God as you can, guys. That's why we're here. And that gives everybody else permission to do the same. All right, baby.
Yeah. All right. Much love to
you. I love you. Bye. Melinda, what's up?
Hello, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Hey. Okay, so, but I think you know, I've created and I'm teaching what I call an improv for life class, where I teach people how to apply basic improv skills to their daily life and their business, and it's going really well. I just really want to expand the classes and expand the business, and I'm getting a little nervous about it, so I was just calling to see what the channel has for me.
Why are you nervous about it? You guys are so funny. Why are you nervous doing something you love to do that's already being successful, that's serving people in a really high way?
Right, and it is. And I guess maybe it's just the whole being big.
Yep.
That you talked to Daniel about.
Definitely got a theme going. That's exactly what it is. And if you just talk to Daniel about it, that makes perfect sense. Because it's up for both of us. Well, it's up for all of us, guys.
Mm-hmm.
How big do you trust yourself to be? So everybody answer that question right now. How big do you trust yourself to be? What do you think, Melinda?
Oh, you're asking me if that was...
Well, I
guess
everybody...
not as... Yeah, I guess not very big.
Where else in your life has being big, as in tall?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? So...
Yeah, ironically, I'm very tall.
I know.
I mean, I walk through life physically big and striking and beautiful.
But that's been a negative to you in a lot of ways. So if it applies one place, it's going to apply every place.
Okay. Does the channel have anything for me around something happening in second grade involving a classmate named Rita?
Well, yeah, what happened?
Well, second grade, it was gym class. And she came up to me, I'm going to cry. And she said, you know that no one likes you. And I was so dumbfounded because I was like, wow, I had no idea no one liked me. So it was just really, we're like, wow, no one likes me. And I really believed it and I was shocked.
Yeah.
How could no one like me and me not know it?
Well, so, oh my God, if I'm too big and I put myself out there, another Rita's going to come along. You know? But
yeah,
Rita was wrong. That wasn't true. You know that now, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess is it the big Melinda knows it and I have to let the little Melinda know it?
Yeah.
Or is it the other way around? I thought it was really interesting that little Daniel knew it and didn't want big Daniel to do it anymore, is what I got.
Well, yes. Yeah. Guys, look, our little boys and girls are trying to protect us, but they don't want that limitation anymore. They don't want the fear. They don't want the false beliefs. They want to be kids. They want to be free. They want to be skipping and jumping and laughing and right? Which is
right.
Joy and love, joy and love, joy and love, which is what the channel teaches.
Right. No, so no Rita can affect me again.
Well, she couldn't affect you then, but you didn't know that.
No. Right.
Which is,
yeah, but now I do.
Which is why I'm so excited about Bubbleopaloo. We're very close to a deal turning mm-hmm. Bubbleopaloo into a children's series to teach.
Wow.
Yeah, to teach everything that we're teaching here to kids in a simple way so that when they get to second grade and Rita says that, they know enough of their own power to go, yeah, thanks for sharing. I'll go play with somebody else.
Right. It sounds like adults could benefit from that too.
Oh, they will.
Our inner child.
Oh, they will. By teaching your kids, you always learn about yourself. Trust me. I'm still learning about myself, and she's 33. All right, baby, you got your answer. Okay?
Great. Thank you, Dee. Appreciate
welcome.
It.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Gina? What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
There's a lot of good stuff on here. So the question
shocker.
I'm going to ask you. Shocker. So I want to know, I have a jointly owned cottage with my sisters, and we are going to have a discussion about selling it or someone buying someone out. And I thought maybe I could buy people out. I just don't know if that's the highest question, though, because I was as you're going. Yeah.
There's a part of you that doesn't want to.
Yeah.
Or you wouldn't be answering or asking that question.
Yeah.
So what's the part of you that doesn't want to buy them out? It's kind of a big part.
It's the money. It's the financial. It's the financial commitment.
Okay. Okay.
And
so you're
yeah.
in fear of spending the money to buy a piece of real estate.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it about any of the other girls or jealousy or any? No. It's all about the money. Okay. So do you have enough money?
No, I'd have to get a loan. I'd have to get a loan.
Okay.
And I mean, I have definitely have some. I mean, I have some for a down payment. I was going to approach one sister first because if they don't want to be bought out, they may just want to sell it outright because there's been so much contention. I just don't know.
There's a lot in you that just wants to sell it outright too. And that's your conundrum. You've got to get clear about what you really want to do, Gina.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to sell it? No. Do you want to buy it? No. See? So
yeah.
Here's Gina arguing with herself. And the universe is going, well, I don't know what the frick you want, woman.
Yeah.
So let's see what the highest guidance is for her highest happiness and freedom. Sheets. But give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. It's always the song.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, whenever I am in joy, it rains.
Yeah.
Okay. So that doesn't give us much direction, but that's why you can't make a decision. That's why you're not clear about where to go. But channel, I didn't ask that. I said, okay, what does she have to get into alignment to be clear about the most joyous decision she can make and the highest decision for her happiness? Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
overboard.
Okay, I don't know what it's about.
It's about Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. And,
well, I only need the title. Just look at the title. If you go overboard, you sink.
Yeah.
Okay. That is your fear about going into this financially. You're in fear that you're going to sink. So if you cannot rectify that fear, it is in your highest good not to proceed.
Yeah.
And to just sell it outright.
Yeah.
You know, guys, if you can't totally be at peace with a decision, you either want to take the time to figure out how to come to peace with the entire decision, or you make the other decision. Do you understand?
Yep.
Okay.
I love the place. I think there's also fear of letting it go. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like selling it, that it was never enough.
They're saying it's not a fear, but it's an emotional connection. Like I have
totally.
To my house. Every memory I have of Christopher and Gabby growing up and all my parties here. They're all in this house. I've been here 45 years. And I know within me that my heart takes all those memories with me. I don't have to be in the house to have them. But there is that connection, just like you love a person. A house becomes an entity. That's why they say, a house is not a home until blah, 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 you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So know that you can take whatever memories are with that house with you. And you are the direction of the money. And the channel says you will be able to handle it. And you're going to be stressed about it if you don't get this in alignment before you do it. Okay?
Yes.
That's your answer.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, babe.
Thank you. Love
you're
you.
You're welcome. I love you, too. All right. I think we have time for one more. Okay, Lee, make it quick.
Okay, thank you. Good, beautiful morning. That last call the waterworks just started. Wow. Oh, Dee, thank you for asking me to come on this call today. I have to make it quick, and what I came to realize was I'm afraid of transformation.
Yeah, that's where... That's the theme of this show, guys. Call it transformation, call it expansion, call it playing as big as we can play. Do you understand that is our destiny? And if we do not meet our destiny, we are paying for our sins.
Oh,
that just kind of wraps it all up right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we accept our transformation. We embrace and accept our expansion. We love playing out our bigness in this life. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, look, I'm getting a lot of emails about, you know, I didn't get on the call. First of all, if you want to make sure you get on the call in right before the show starts. Don't call in 15 minutes into the show because you're at the end of the queue and there's a lot of people in my queue. Okay? Second of all, set your intention. And thirdly, every single person's question was answered on this call. I'm checking it right now. Everybody who's on the call, your question was answered. So go to your question and state, I am clear the answer to my question from this show. And the answer to my question is, and what do you hear? Take the first thing. That's how it works. But you see, we don't ask, and or if we ask the negative, why can't I, why aren't I, why, right? And then you got to hear the first thing, like when I said, why did I create this week? Because you weren't happy. That's the simplest answer. Mm-hmm. And when we're happy, we magnetize to us what we want. All right.
Your face will surely show it. I love me, and I love you, and I love me even more. Thank you, Jesus.
You're welcome, baby. All right, let's say it together. I love me. Woo! I love me. Woo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.